Michael, a long road up to Croke Park this morning for the launch, and they're never going to be easy, I suppose, when it comes to the draw. But Galway, you played them recently in a challenge match, and I know they'll be champing at the bit, particularly after losing that Connacht final to Mayo.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's a long run up to Dublin for the draw, but I mean, look, we have to beat these teams. I mean, they're senior teams. I mean, you know, Galway are there, like, I mean, and, you know, that's the teams we want to play in. I mean, and, you know, it's a big challenge for our girls, and, you know, we were disappointed that we lost to Cavan. I mean, but it gives the opportunity to the girls, basically, you know, to up themselves and basically compete against the best, because, you know, Galway's up there, one of the, you know, the top 14th probably in the country at the moment, and that. So, I mean, it's a big challenge for us, but, I mean, it's one we relish and one we look forward to.
You had a good league campaign, but you've lost a couple of players who've gone abroad for the summer since. It's added to the toughness, I'm sure, that surrounds this fixture.
Yes, of course. I mean, you always like to have your full panel and your full hand when you're picking a team any day of the week. I mean, but that said, I mean, you know, we have a good, you know, selection of players there at the moment in the panel. I mean, you know, the girls there that stepped up to the mark and got their chance to play, you know, senior championship football. And, you know, these girls are coming on with every game that they play in that. And, you know, it is a big test for us against Galway. I mean, it's one that we look to and one that we relish, and hopefully that basically, you know, that we dig hard within ourselves, and basically what we're looking for is the girls to produce a performance on the day, and, you know, look to themselves and basically look to the county jersey. I mean, and, you know, if hard work and commitment, you know, you give that and you basically you play your heart in every game, then, you know, you're there and thereabouts.
You mentioned players being absent. How are you fixed panel wise overall in terms of injuries and players that you hope that you will have available? How is that shaping up now for what, 2-3 weeks time?
Yes, I mean, you know, we have Emma McGorry, you know, the panel that we have at the moment, like Emma McGorry is out and Shannon McGorry. You know, they're two big players. I mean, as you said, you know, there is players away, but, you know, you have what you have, and you have the panel that you have, and, you know, we believe in, you know, in the panel that we have there, and I believe in the girls that are there at the moment, and I believe that they're good enough to do a job for us. And, you know, I'm happy that we got Galway, because it's a game we want. It's a big game for us. It gives the girls, you know, basically something to look up to and something to play for, and that mean, and, you know, definitely if we get over Galway, it'll be a huge one for us. And, you know, it's one that we want at this stage. And, you know, I mean, you can play in a number of games, you can play in Premier Round, you know, you can put out against Westmeath that you play in the league final, but, I mean, you know, Galway was a new opposition to us. I mean, as you said, you know, they're Connacht champions for years. I mean, Mayo beat them this year, so they'll be looking to bounce back. I mean, it'll be a big game for Galway, it'll be a big game for Donegal, and that mean, and, you know, that's all our focus on at the moment.
How do you as a manager cope with players being absent who you might have liked to have around for the summer? I suppose the league title, things were going well, and then things have slightly unravelled since then. It's tough to kind of cope with that, I suppose, as well as just keeping the show on the road.
Yes, I mean, of course, I mean, but I mean, in fairness, you know, to a lot of the girls, came to me before I took the senior manager job and told me they were going away. They had plans made. The plans were made from last year. I mean, so I mean, you respect that. I mean, and, you know, a lot of these girls that have gone away has given a lot to the county jersey down to the years, and I have no doubt a lot of them girls will be back and given to the county jersey in the future. But that said, I mean, yes, of course, it is disappointing. It is, I mean, because, you know, we had a good league campaign. I mean, and, you know, if we had our full panel there, I mean, I no doubt we would have contained our Ulster Championship and gone beat. But look, I mean, that said, we have what we have. I mean, we're dealt a hand. You know, girls get injured, girls come in. I mean, you know, when it went into that league final, you know, without Nicole McLaughlin, I mean, Jarlene was injured in that, Ailish Ward was injured in that game. So, I mean, you know, girls get injured and girls get the opportunity. But, I mean, the panel that we have there now, I mean, you know, it's good enough to beat Galway, and we no doubt, and that's all our focus is on the moment, is on the Galway game.
I suppose for whoever comes out of that match, Dublin are next up, a Dublin team that were quite comprehensive winners over Westmeath in the Leinster final, and also earlier on in that competition as well. You know, you're going to face tough teams no matter who you come up against, and I'm sure just to get over Galway would be a successful summer for you, and see what happens after that.
Yes, I mean, definitely, I mean, you know, exactly, you said the winners of the Galway Donegal game will be meeting Dublin. I mean, and we all know about Dublin. I mean, they're all Ireland runners up last year in the All Ireland final. I mean, a very strong team again. But look, I mean, we're not looking at the game. We're not even thinking about the game. All I'll be thinking about and be focusing on my girls is on basically Galway. Let that be on the 30th or the 1st of August, whatever day it goes down for. I mean, definitely, you know, we feel, you know, I believe in the panel, you know, and the structural girls are there, that, you know, we have enough to beat Galway, and that's our goal, and that'll be our determination from here on.